Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
We have to be alert, be sober minded, be alert at all times. For your enemy, Satan is roaming around looking for someone to devour, but we don't have to be that someone.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered.
Speak the Word.
The message that I really would like to talk about today is one that I know is very close to our hearts, and that is about our children and our grandchildren. I know that so many of us, I get so many emails all the time, asking for prayer and talking, you know, questions about their children and their grandchildren. I get them from grandparents and grandfathers and mothers, and they're really concerned about them. Maybe some of them were born again and maybe they've strayed off, maybe they've become prodigal children, but I do know that there is a way to get them back, and that's only through prayer and through Christ Jesus. And like I said, I know that we've been praying. I've been praying for my children, grandchildren without ceasing for many years, because I don't think that there's anything that weighs on the heart of a godly parent more than a child or a grandchild that is not walking with the Lord. Saints, there are multitudes in our world today who have not yet received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Multitudes of people are still wandering in that valley of decision that Joel talks about in Joel chapter 3, verse 14 in the New King James Version. It says here that multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. And sad to say, among them are some of our children and our grandchildren that are wandering around, you know, as part of that, one of those multitudes that are wandering around in the valley of decision. And there are so many people that are lost. But I really believe that the Lord has impressed upon me to teach on the salvation of our loved ones. You know, it's like I said before, I receive emails on a daily basis from mothers and grandmothers and fathers asking for prayer for their children and grandchildren that don't know the Lord, and loved ones that have gotten off on the wrong trail or the wrong road someplace. You know, I'm one of those who have already lost a grandson and a nephew by the enemy's hands. You know, and like I said, I receive many requests to teach on this subject again. As a matter of fact, I taught on this subject many years ago, and so I've had a lot of requests to teach on it again. And the name of the message that I had before was The Seed of the Righteous Shall Be Delivered. But you know, friends, according to the mental health and suicide statistics, mental health challenges are a growing concern for teens and young adults. Suicide rates among young people have also increased over the past decade. You know, I'm really not sharing these messages with you to frighten you, you know, to scare you. But I really think that it's the things that we have to understand, that we are in a battle here. We are in a war here, fighting over our loved ones, you know, and especially our children and the grandchildren. But I seriously believe that the only one who can help us with our children and our grandchildren is God Almighty Himself. that he is the only answer. There is no other answer. And I believe that these promises from our Father will encourage all of you that are listening today. He's given us so many promises. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, New King James, it says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us." In verse 21, it says, "Who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." It tells us in Proverbs 21 in the American Standard Version Bible, it says, "Though they join hand in hand, the wicked shall not get unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Hallelujah. You know, that is some good news. And another promise he tells us is in Isaiah 59, verse 21. He says, "This is my promise to them, says the Lord." He says, "My Spirit who is on you and my words that I put in your mouth," he says, "will not leave you." He says, "They will be with your children and your grandchildren permanently, says the Lord." You know, and this is one of my favorite scriptures. You know, for God promises, he promises us, it's a promise, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You know, and I think all the moms and dads and the grandparents out there that can, should, you know, be shouting about this and just saying amen and amen, because that's really some good news. You know, it really is. For those of you who are not parents, I want you to understand that the word seed there in the Strong's Concordance means your offspring, and it also means time of sowing. So therefore, whatever you're sowing in the Lord, that will be delivered too. God has not lost one seed, and he keeps very good records. Not like some of us, I don't guess. But of course, today I'm really more interested in focusing on our offspring. That's primarily the message that I'm focusing on today, and not about the seeds that we're sowing. But anyway, if you are sowing those, God answers those too. Because when people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive past that they're on, we can pray. A lot of people don't realize this, but we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask God to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. I want you to think about that. You are not powerless. You know, some people think you're powerless. You think you're powerless, you think you're helpless, and you don't think there's anything that you can do, brothers and sisters, but you can, because like I said, you are not powerless, brothers and sisters. You are not powerless. There is authority in your prayers, and I hope that you're hearing me. There was an action that God used to cause Hosea's wife Gomer's lovers to depart in Hosea chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 in the King James. He says, "Therefore, behold, I, the Lord God, will hedge up her way with thorns, and I will build a wall against her that she shall not find her path." And verse 7 says, "And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but not find them. Then shall she say, let me go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now." You know, and you might be saying, well, Pastor Joe, what does Gomer and her lovers have to do with our children and grandchildren? The only thing, the comparison is this, that when I pray for my children, I often use these scriptures, especially the Hosea 2 verse 6, where it talks about putting thorns, you know, in the relationship between Gomer. Hosea was asked to marry Gomer. Gomer was a prostitute. And so Hosea was asked to marry her. And so she was running after, she had all these lovers and everything. And so what the Lord did is he put some thorns in there so that her, you know, she couldn't find them and they couldn't find her. So my point is that when you're praying and you're asking God to put thorns in that relationship between your children and grandchildren, and the bad influences on them, what God can do is he can put thorns and thistles in that relationship between your children and grandchildren, between those that are being a bad influence on them. And he can keep them, he can cause them to lose interest in them, and he can also keep them from finding them. You know, he can hide them. You know, you say, well, how can you hide them in plain sight? Well, you do that supernaturally. You know, because like I said, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're really supernatural human beings. And so we have to keep that in mind. But I don't know how God does some of the things that he does. I just know that he does it, and he does a good job.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive path that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word. The word of God against the word.